The Federal Communications Commission sent one of its members to Alaska last week to talk about the upcoming switch to digital television. As of February 17, 2009, all full-power broadcast TV stations have to change from analog to digital transmission. The move is aimed at improving the quality of TV picture and sound and freeing up bandwidth for things like wireless internet. The switch only affects large broadcast stations, including most in Alaska's larger cities. FCC Commissioner Robert McDowell is in Alaska to talk about the transition, which he says has raised concerns in Fairbanks.
The Fairbanks market is the most disproportionately affected market in the entire United States by the DTV transition. What I mean by that, first of all, there are more households that rely only on free over-the-air broadcast versus cable or satellite than any other market in the U.S. And your physical terrain, the mountainous, hilly terrain around here, makes it hard for any broadcast signal to travel.
McDowell heard a lot from a Fairbanks audience that attended a public meeting Thursday. Some residents who live in outlying areas express concern that the higher quality digital signal doesn't travel as well through hilly terrain. Local stations are already co-broadcasting digital signals, enabling viewers to see what their reception will be like when the analog signal goes away in February. Fairbanks resident Maureen All, who lives in a popular hillside neighborhood, said she's having trouble receiving digital.
Last month we had an expert come out with three different antennas. We tried various positions on our roof, and we were not able to pull in any of the stations except, say, for one.
All said the expert told her the only option is cutting down trees, installing two antennas, and paying for satellite TV service. Others at the meeting mirrored her dilemma, and Commissioner McDowell acknowledged the signal strength issue. He said digital broadcast does not hold up as well through hilly terrain.
Analog actually tolerates interference and sort of low power better in a way. With digital, after there is a certain point that we sort of call it the digital cliff, where digital just says there's too much interference, there's too weak a signal, and I'm not going to process anymore.
McDowell said the DTV reception problems in outlying areas will likely go away in the coming year after TV stations drop their analog signal and fully power up digital transmission.
As they continue to adjust their antennas for full digital broadcasts, you should have a stronger digital signal, so a lot of these problems should go away.
One local broadcaster says moving transmission antennas will help, but it's expensive to do in some cases and that it will likely delay a quick fix. Attendees at Thursday's meeting also complained about problems finding converter boxes that enable older television sets to process the digital signal, as well as getting federally issued discount cards for the boxes.